This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden assured Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at a White House meeting Wednesday that the United States remains firmly committed to Ukraine's sovereignty in the face of Russian aggression in the eastern region. Kiev troops have been fighting pro-Russian rebels in eastern Ukraine since Moscow unilaterally annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014. The Biden administration announced this week that it's committing an additional $60 million for a security assistance package to Ukraine, which includes missiles and other lethal and non-lethal defense capabilities. Additionally, the officials also said the two sides would be announcing several agreements, including security assistance for Ukraine, humanitarian aid for those impacted by the crisis with Russia in the east, and coronavirus aid. An international push is underway to rescue an Afghan girls football team that is considered in danger under the new Taliban rule. The Taliban forbid women from participating in sports, so members of the Afghanistan women's national soccer team living outside Afghanistan are working hard to get young female players and their families out of the country. And they were close, just footsteps from freedom, when the devastating blast occurred last week at the airport in Kabul. Their coach, who's in the U.S., said the girls love soccer, but it could cost them everything. A former White House official says part of the problem is the girls and their families, about 130 people, mostly don't have papers they need to get on a rescue flight. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, VOAnews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA.